Page 52. Listening. Exercise 5. Listen to the second part of the interview and complete the sentences. Part 2.
Another problem is heading.
Heading? You mean when you use your head to hit the ball?
Yes. A typical football player heads the ball thousands of times during his or her career. Just think. Each time your head is colliding with a ball that's coming at you at up to 80 kilometres an hour.
I see what you mean, but football wouldn't be football without heading the ball. It's one of the most exciting aspects of the game. Is heading really all that dangerous?
Well, brain scans show that players who head the ball more than others have more damage to the brain and more memory problems. Heading the ball is especially dangerous for younger players.
So what should we do? Not allow our kids to play football?
Well, children's neck muscles aren't strong enough to prevent damage to their heads, so maybe heading should be prohibited under the age of, say, 14.
But Trevor, everyone expects to see players heading the ball.
Well, even if you don't prohibit it, there's still a lot that can be done, like using lighter balls for kids or encouraging them to head only part of the time. In any case, they should learn how to use their feet properly in the first few years. After all, it's called football, not headball, isn't it?
I see your point. Interesting to see if things will change in the future. Meanwhile, thanks a lot, Trevor.